All right, the connection has been made with our friend.
Here we go.
Of course, former 49er, longtime NFL linebacker, now podcaster extraordinaire, Behind the Mask podcast with Takeo Spikes. Let's talk some football. The draft is 3 weeks from today, man. Takeo, welcome back to your buddies, Murph and Mac, Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey on the UMA guest line. How you doing this morning, Takeo?
What's going on, man?
How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing good, man. Oh, Takeo, you wouldn't believe it. What's going on here with this quarterback thing? Oh, my God. People in the Bay Area are losing their minds over what the 49ers should do at number three, man. What do you think? What do you think?
I think it's obvious that, you know, when you look at who's available and you look at the quarterbacks, I just think, honestly, they made that move. I think that being Captain Obvious, you know they're going to get a quarterback. And it's so much out there that I see, you know, whether or not, you know, people talking about Mac Jones, Justin Fields. But if you're asking me who do I think the 49ers will pick, I'm going to have to piggyback on one of my colleagues and former teammates, Dante Hittner, formerly known as Dante Whitner.
Nice.
He's all in with Ohio State with Justin Fields. And the reason why I say that, because, you know, when you look at what Kyle Shanahan is looking for in a quarterback, you know, people can talk about all of the intangibles, okay? And I would hope every quarterback can make the right throw. He can be able to do this and that. If you're talking about a top 10 quarterback, of course he can. But for me, I look at the track record of what Kyle Shanahan has had going all the way back to RG3 when he was in Washington. He put everybody on alert, especially all defensive coordinators, with the type of scheme and schematics that they were doing back then. And being able to improvise on certain plays with certain skill set, going to Cleveland, getting the best out of what he could from Cleveland with the guys that he had, making a stop in Atlanta with Matt Ryan. And we all saw Matt Ryan put up career numbers, especially very efficient with his passer rating. And so now we saw what he was able to do with Jimmy G, and then you look at the backups of C.J. Beathard. So – for me, I think Justin Fields will be a great pick. And the reason why I'm saying this is simply because I think it's the dynamic of what you can't account for. This young man ran a 4.4 at his pro day, which we all know that on a defensive side, it puts you in a bind knowing that he's going to break out. But now you have to prepare for a running element. And the only way you can prepare for it is making sure that you have enough guys in the box. But this is the thing that really separates, I think, from Justin Fields from everybody else. When you go back and you look at his film, especially in the college football playoff, him being able to make throws down the field, improvise on the run, and drop dimes with his receivers not even breaking stride, that gives a lot of creed and credibility to the pick itself. And so when I see this situation, how it's forming and how it's shaping up, I truly believe Justin Fields will not only be a good quarterback wherever he goes, but I think with Kyle Shanahan, he takes a lot of the thinking out for the quarterback that allows quarterbacks really to go out there and play and use their athletic ability. Hmm.
So when you hear Mac Jones, Mac Jones, Mac Jones, and setting aside the fact that he's an Alabama guy and you're an Auburn guy.
That's
right?
The other thing, right.
We'll shed that aside. But when you hear that, is that – Because the way everybody reacted to KO here was like, wait, what? You don't trade. Like, Mac Jones is nice. I'm not hating on him at all. But that's a huge price to pay for Mac Jones. So when you hear that, I mean, what's your reaction? Does it make no sense at all that they would pay that much for Mac Jones? Or do you say, like, man, I guess I see what Kyle's looking for. He's looking for a much better Jimmy G. He's looking for Kirk Cousins deluxe. I don't know. What's your Mac Jones reaction?
You know, I mean, aside from the fact that he went to that other school in the state of Alabama.
You know what I mean?
No harm, no foul, Mac Jones. But, you know, like simply, when you look at what I think Kyle Shanahan is looking for, a guy who can have a quick release, a guy who is accurate, which we all know, a guy who moves well. And that's one of the things that people just discount. This ain't no sandlot football we're talking about, guys just going out there running around freelancing. But a guy who can move well when he's under duress and also make smart decisions is not afraid to be able to throw the deep ball and put pressure on DBs. And I think if you're going to make a chance and make a move to be able to get a player of that caliber, why not it be Justin Fields?
Well, I mean, I'm with you. My instinct says to go get Justin Fields, but, man, you read the guys like Chris Sims and these guys who, and Greg Cosell, these film guys, and they tell you that Kyle feels like he has the answers in his offense. He doesn't need that extra dimension, and he just needs somebody who can read the field and make a quick release and make an accurate release, that Jimmy doesn't have those qualities. Which is funny, Takeo, because there's times Jimmy looks really good. Like I don't know if Mac Jones is that much better than Jimmy G. Maybe he is, but doesn't it feel like he's sort of the same guy?
And from a skill set, I think we can say we can compare apples to apples. I truly believe that. Now, of course, we got to wait till Mac get to the next level and play. But this is the best way that I summarize it when you see a lot of experts out there talking, saying that Kyle thinks that he really doesn't need all of the extra stuff because he's that good to where he can clean the quarterback up. Now, which he can. He's done that with backup quarterback. But let me put it to you, or let me ask you this question. When you go to the store, if you got an opportunity to get a car, any car you want, if you had an opportunity to get a Mercedes, would you go get a C-Class coupe or would you get an S-Class coupe with all of the bells and whistles, night vision, the ability to keep you in the lane assist, the ability to keep you from wrecking if you pull up on somebody compared to the C-Class coupe, to where you always have to be in attention, you always have to prepare, and you always have to make sure that everything is properly right?
I love how Takeo rolls, man.
Cool.
He's going Mercedes.
I want the lane assist. I do. I want the lane assist.
What about if you're driving a Honda CRV? What about that? Does that fit into?
Them Hondas going like fourth, fifth round. I'm just telling you.
That's it. There you go. Very good. Yes.
Hey, I wonder, just on a personal note, you being, you know, a man who made his career, long, illustrious NFL career, we're talking to Takeo Spikes, and check him out on Behind the Mask podcast. Are you a little offended that all the quarterbacks are getting all this attention? There's no talk about defense in this draft.
I do believe somewhat the reason why a lot of people are tossing quarterbacks up out of the air. I think a lot of it is fool's gold to make sure that they do somewhat of oppression in a good way, to where they're not letting the cat out of the bag as far as who they really want to pick. Now, I think from the defensive perspective, a lot of guys, you know, they become overlooked. And it's a lot of great talent in this draft. Like, before the 49ers make this trade to move up or down in the draft, I truly thought they were sitting in a position to go out and get another shutdown corner, a big corner, and I picked J.C. Horn, the corner out of South Carolina, because I thought he has all of the intangibles, great ball skills, and just the size to be able to match up with the receivers in that division, knowing what they have to go up against with Arizona two times a year.
Well, I'm with you. I actually thought that was going to be the smart move. Like, maybe draft like a Kellen Mond in the second round or a Davis Mills and go get yourself that shutdown corner. But, man, they made the big move, and everybody's saying it's going to be Mac Jones, man. Hey, do you have any thoughts on this kid out of North Dakota State? And just, I mean, I know you probably didn't study a lot of North Dakota State games and they were going down, but just real, you know, a kid coming out of a school like that, like, you came out of Auburn, so you played at the highest level. But, you know, you were in the locker room with guys who maybe didn't play at the highest level, who did make it. So this kid, Trey Lance, he looks fantastic on film, but he played at such a, you know, different level of college game. What do you think about a guy like that? The talent versus the college experience, can a guy like that make it? You know, and how much of a bigger mountain is it for him to climb than, say, a Mac Jones or a Trevor Lawrence who played against future pros every Saturday?
Tell. And especially when it comes to the quarterback position, the reason why I say that, I've played with many guys when it comes to DBs, when it comes to defensive linemen that come out of HBCUs, and people question the fact that, you know what, can they really compare up to the competition just because they didn't play the top-tier competition? So I think when you look at a player from an individual standpoint, you really have to see, number one, his intelligence, number two, I put it this way. This is the best way to measure, I think, when it comes to measuring a player, especially quarterbacks. There is not a sin to be wrong, but it is It's a sin to be wrong, and you know it, and you fail to do something about it. And I think when you look at players in particular coming out of smaller schools who jump up on the draft board and they contesting for a top 5, top 10, top 15 pick, you have to not only look at their body of work, which you already have, but now you have to take into account of where did you see them struggle from the early part of their career and how did they progress as they continue to move on. Because at the end of the day, you can't blame that player for going out doing what he was supposed to do, meaning being successful and dominating over the opponent, because he didn't pick his opponent. It just happened to fall that way. And so I think it puts a premium on people in the scouting department who I feel like they get a big pass and enough people don't talk. A lot of people don't talk about them because they're the one who really needs to do their homework and really have that body of work and understand what they went through from a mental side of the game from day one when they came in to day to the last day that they exit the game in their collegiate career.
True story, man. It's going to be really fascinating because the kid from North Dakota State is tantalizing. Obviously, Justin Fields, you've said, is the most loaded Mercedes. And then there's Mac Jones, who's getting all the buzz. So, hey, you got what's coming up on the podcast? What can we promote here, Tequila?
Yeah, what are we going to be doing?
Listen, guys, I tell you what, we got a good episode. We talked about the 17-game week season. Ooh. It's out right now. Make sure you check it out. It's on all major platforms, including YouTube. Really get a chance to we give you the inside behind the mass locker room talk on what players are thinking and also how it benefits the management side more than the players. But next week, we got a big special guest coming up, Super Bowl champ Antoine Winfield Jr.
Nice.
And you will be surprised to hear first day what his expectations was when he walked inside of that Tampa Bay locker room with Tom Brady, with knowing Gronk was coming back, knowing Mike Evans, all of these guys.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, were you surprised? Because you grew up around a lot of NFL stars with your father playing in the league. So I felt like that was a great tidbit nugget. And he also shared with us at the point during the season, he knew they were going to take off and win the Super Bowl. So make sure everybody subscribe to the Behind the Mask podcast.
Yeah,
it's on every platform that you can get it.
Tequila, man, you're cool, dude. We enjoy talking football with you, and we'll
do
it again.
Yeah.
Check it out. Take care.
Thanks, Tequila. Oh, got a little bit of the tie treatment right there.
Well, the delay was
Tequila.
Let's put it this way: I'm glad Tequila got off the snap quicker than his phone line allowed him to answer questions.
I know, it's one of those things like a pump fake. There's like a delay, and then he's talking when
again,
you ask him.
I want to go
him,
back to like the fact that, you know, it's 2021. We're supposed to be flying around in Jetsons. Like, you know, I'm supposed to go to your house, Pauly, in a flying orb. You know
I got
I mean?
AF hashtags going. Right. And it's the modern age.
And yet, and yet the landline remains supreme.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does. It
we
does.
Get a guy on a landline, and it's like, as the great Marty Lurie would say, it's orgasmic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Of course, I'm a guy who doesn't have a landline in his house, so I'm as bad as anyone.
It's orgasmic. There you go. So, there he is.
Anybody with a landline? Pauly? Yeah?
Not no more. No. You won't see that no more.
Waterboy?
No. Right, right.
Tell you what I'll do. I'd get a landline and just start calling into radio shows so I can, you know, just so I can talk great. Doesn't Greg Coso always feel like he's doing a landline?
There you go. Sure.
And
you
know what? When Jenks is on every weekend,
it's just
phenomenal content doled out on a landline.
Right.
The Murph and Mac Show is sponsored by O'Donnell Financial. O'Donnell Financial Group, because planning is a process for loans, insurance, investments, and retirement. Call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300. Okay. Power Hour is looming. Sean Estes endorsing runner on second and extra innings.
He likes it. Yeah,
Giants coming home after a pretty sweet little series win in San Diego.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner at 8:30, the Hall of Famer. Daily Dose at 8:55. And then Susan, because tomorrow is so jam-packed, Susan Slusser, who's usually our Friday, our Good Vibe Friday, she's going to join us at 9:15 this morning.
All right, good enough, man.
You good, Pauly? You good?
Nice.
We're good. I'm going to continue watching my Masters on my phone and get ready for Sean Estes in the Power Hour on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.